I'm Ken Zonwey, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight, in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the Western Illinois University campus, the WIU Music School presents guest artist Terry Everson. The trumpeter will be giving a recital entitled The Art of the Sonata, including works by Francis, Martinieux, Pils, and Hubot. It's free and open to the public at 7:30 this evening. Mr. Everson has premiered numerous major works and is professor of trumpets at Boston University. Also tonight at Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri, Culver Stockton's avant-garde music ensemble Camerata 808 will present a program free and open to the public. It includes Edgard Varèse's flute solo Density 21.5, as well as a composition by Terry Riley, Tread on the Trail, a work that employs a system similar to his famous work In C, but in a jazzier style. The performance is in the Robert W. Brown Performing Arts Center on the Culver Stockton campus. A crush can make anyone feel young again, and that's the case in Starry Night Repertory Theater's latest production. This weekend and next weekend, The Last Romance. Director Rebecca Bean and Jeannie Marlin, one of the leads in the play, dropped in to talk to us about it. So Starry Night's next project is a Joe DiPietro play by the name of The Last Romance. He's had some success as a Tony Award winner. But this is interesting because this is a very small-scale work.
I think he's probably best known for I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change, which we did in Summer Theater not too long ago. And this is a very different play because it's not a musical, but it's a wonderful character piece, I think.
The cast is small. Two and two, I think, is the description.
It's a brother and a sister and a lady of the neighborhood. And it is The Last Romance. It is about people of a certain age, like in their 70s, who find each other and find romance late in life.
Tell me about our protagonist, a fellow by the name of Ralph.
Ralph is a hoot. He's charming. He's one of those old guys who sits in the park and watches people go by, and he likes to kid, he likes to make jokes, he likes to have fun. He's just an old sweetheart, an old Italian-American gentleman. His life has gotten kind of mundane, but one day, instead of walking into the park where he usually walks, he turned the other direction and ended up in a different park, which happened to be a dog park. While he was there, of course, he met people he had never seen before because he was a completely different part of town. So he's launching himself on some adventures with his new acquaintances.
The biggest adventure of which seems to be chasing a certain lady he finds in that part of town.
Well, and it's interesting that you use the word chasing because there is a lot of give and take. It's like, is she going to stay? Is she going to go? Will he say something to really turn her off? Or will he be charming enough that she's willing to stick around and see what else might be happening?
And they kind of come from different worlds. I play Carol, the woman in the park that he sees and starts to talk to. And she is obviously from a different echelon of society. He worked for the railroad. And she was had been like an executive secretary, but obviously has money late in life and is living at a different level of society than he is. But I think they really communicate on their sense of humor. He keeps kidding her, and at first she doesn't appreciate it, but then just the joy of having someone to talk to. They both are dealing with their greatest fear, which is of ending up alone. He has this fascination for opera, and she knows nothing about it, and that becomes the kind of connecting point as he shares with her his love of opera, and that brings them together.
And that's kind of the personality switch there, isn't it? That the working class man is the one who's the follower of the culture and bringing in the cultured lady into a whole new world.
One of the things I love about the play is that they interweave that love of opera, because when he was 20, young Italian-American immigrant, he got to audition at the Metropolitan Opera. And there is a young man who's woven throughout the play singing beautiful segments of opera representing Ralph as a young man. So you see the man he remembers and the man he is today on stage at the same time. We have two opera singers from Western Illinois' Department of Music. They're alternating in the role. So one weekend, Robbie Kojewski will be singing the role of the young man, and the next weekend, Daniel Brakefield will be. And they are superb singers and really bring another dimension, I think, to the play.
An extra bit of color.
Yes.
And youth.
You get to portray this life wandering through the current lives and these continued meetings in a very small space, really. How do we get them to weave together that way?
That was an adjustment for me in considering the script. I'm used to working in more conventional theater spaces. And so when I saw the Arts Center space, I thought, well, gee, special effects as we traditionally think of them in the theater aren't really possible with the circumstances we're under. So we're relying quite a bit on the music itself, the way that that weaves in and out. And also there'll be some lighting design contributions to understanding the role of the young man in the story.
I think, though, it brings to the fore what we hope Starry Night does best, which is small character pieces that are dealing with the focuses on the acting and on the story here, which we think will really touch our audience. It's a play that deals with family. What is the meaning of family, and how do you deal with the closeness of family, the conflicts of family, as well as past and realities of the present?
Yeah, when I first read it, I wondered, of course, we're going to get older people in the audience because the story is about older people, but would it be entertaining for people who were younger? And the more I read it, the more I realized, yeah, there's some great laugh lines in there. And, you know, all of us have a funny grandpa or a funny uncle or a funny aunt who's just a cut-up, and we love them. We adore them. And there's an endearing quality to the characters that really draws you in no matter how old you are.
So a charming love story in a chamber theater setting. And the production will be on Friday and Saturday night, each of the two weekends, the weekend of the 1st and the weekend of the 8th, at 7:30 p.m. each of those nights at the West Central Illinois Arts Center right on the square in Macomb. And who can we contact for tickets?
You can call the theater directly at 309-255-8570. You can buy tickets at the door, and we should have plenty of room for everyone, so we hope that people will come out to see it.
Rebecca Bean, directing, and Jeannie Marlin, one of the co-stars. Thank you so much for dropping in.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
The Western Illinois Museum is announcing the opening of a new exhibition, What We Wore, a selection from the clothing collection. An opening reception will be tomorrow afternoon from 12:30 until 2 o'clock. Also, during the reception, there will be a performance by Ukulele McComb. The museum has an extensive collection of clothing dating as early as the 1880s. The exhibits will include a selection of gowns, everyday wear, sports clothing, uniforms, and accessories that tell the stories of those who wore them. The exhibit is on view through April 20th. The reception, once again, is tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 until 2 at the Western Illinois Museum, 201 South Lafayette Street in Macomb.
Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. I can't look my best, I feel undressed without my cane.
Tomorrow evening in Galesburg, it's First Chairs Forward for members of the Knox Galesburg Symphony. First chair players cellist Carolyn Suda and clarinetist Eric Ginsburg will be joined by music director Bruce Paulet at the piano for a recital in the Kresge Recital Hall on the Knox College campus. The program begins at 7:30 and features works by Kabalevsky, Bernstein, Poulenc, and Tasevich. Tomorrow night in Burlington, Burlington's Capitol Theater presents the Complete Beatles Tribute, featuring American English, which has been billed by Newsweek as the best Beatles band on the planet. The program starts at 7:30 tomorrow night. Ticket office hours for the Capitol are 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. A limited number of tickets will also be available at the door 2 hours before showtime. On Wednesday night in Macomb on the WIU campus, a faculty chamber music series concerts featuring the Lemoyne Brass Quintet and the Camerata Woodwind Quintet. The program begins at 7:30 in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall. It's all free and open to the public. On the program, works by Charles Gounod, Lalo Schifrin, Enrique Crespo, and Claude Debussy. In Galesburg, Wednesday evening, at the beautiful Orpheum Theater, the Acting Company brings to life John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, Steinbeck's tale of two drifters, migrant workers in California during the Great Depression. The two have delusions of making enough money to buy their own farm, but fate intervenes. Of Mice and Men at the Orpheum Theater, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday evening, February 6th. And here at Tri-State's Public Radio on Saturday night, February 16th, we're opening up a 3-pack of Nashville singer-songwriters. Altogether, they're the band The Waymores. It's a great combination of the craft of their profession and the passion of performing their own works. The Waymores.
We've gone the distance through the wind and rain, left some heartbreak in the dust. And these wheels keep on turning, burning like our love. Ain't no stopping for us. A thousand tears with you, a thousand sunsets too, and we'll go hand in hand together. There's nothing we can't weather. Forever on this long, winding road. Oh, love unabandoned, simple understanding, my sweet companion. Don't ever let me go. Your eyes are my compass. As long as I'm with you, I won't ever lose my way. We'll grow in the desert, bloom in the snow. Our two colors will never fade.
The Waymores at a celebration concert here at Tri-State's Public Radio in our Macomb studio on Saturday, February 16th. Tickets are available at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.